So, Eimear Gallagher, it's good to talk to you ahead of another big match for the Donegal Ladies. Welcome along to the programme.
Thanks very much, Oisin.
And I suppose you ladies are carrying a bit of momentum now into the All-Ireland Championship off the back of that brilliant Ulster final success a number of weeks ago, Eimear.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the win in Ulster just came at a fantastic time for us after having a disappointing league campaign and only winning one of our Ulster games and, you know, losing out to Armagh in the Ulster series. A win was really what we needed just to really build some momentum and build some morale within the team. So it's led to training being really positive. There's been a great vibe in training now for the last few weeks, and it's really, you know, allowed us to push on that wee bit more and just really enjoy getting back onto the field and training together.
Yeah, listen, it was a tough start to the year and the league campaign, and then came the championship, and you got that massive one. You've been around the block for a wee while, Eimear. You've won Ulster titles before, but these young girls that were involved in the senior setup for the first time, that result was huge for them.
It really was, because you know, back in November, December time, whenever we were asking these young girls to come up and, you know, fill the boots of girls who've been playing for Donegal for years, you know, it was really tough for them whenever we were having defeat after defeat, and we were trying to tell them the whole time that it's not always like this, and, you know, there will be better days to come. And I think whenever you're losing games like that, like, people forget that you're actually training harder and you're working harder, but just things weren't clicking that well for us, and we just had asked these girls to do so much, and it was just so nice for them to actually be able to reap the rewards there with the big Ulster final win. So I think for them, it just really proves that all of their hard work has paid off. These young girls now, not only are they filling the boots of these previous players, but they're pushing on. Like, they are the main players in our team, and us older ones are looking to them to carry the ball and to take scores and to lead us on the pitch. So it's been a fantastic experience for them, but also a huge experience for us as well, because they're pushing us on all the time and, you know, keeping us on our toes for our own positions on the pitch too.
Yeah. Listen, you had a bit of a rocky road with injury, Eimear, over the last year or so. You had to come back from a long-term layoff. Did you think maybe your chance of getting another Ulster title or some sort of title was gone, and the fact that you went on to win it this year off the back of that injury, that this one was, personally for you, was one of the highlights of your career maybe?
It was absolutely fantastic. And I think after coming back after doing my knee last year, we had our All-Ireland quarterfinal, we had the semi-final, and all of a sudden we were finished. And I definitely feel like I was really only getting my rhythm, and I was enjoying my football so much at that stage. So for me, I was pretty certain that I was going to come back and play another season. But yeah, again, with so many of the girls that had left, I wasn't sure whether we would actually, you know, reach those heights and, you know, be able to take home another cup. But it was just absolutely fantastic. I think it was probably one of the happiest I've ever been after the final whistles went, just because of the rocky road that we'd had to get there. And yeah, again, in the last game of the league, having broken a bone in my foot as well, I just was really apprehensive about what sort of season I was going to have or whether I was going to be able to get back. So thankfully, it wasn't too bad, and we're able to tape it up and all, and I can still put the boot on with it. So yeah, I was only delighted to get back and get playing, and it was a very, very sweet win.
Yeah, and I'm sure the foot's a lot stronger now heading into the All-Ireland series, is it, Eimear?
Definitely. Like, I've had plenty of time now for it to heal, and I've had plenty of rehab, and I'm well looked after. So loads of confidence on it as well. So there's nothing that can be holding me back for it now.
Yeah. Well, listen, you just go into this game now with confidence. What sort of challenge will Waterford present to you on Saturday afternoon in Lifford? What do you expect, Eimear?
You know, I'd always be very apprehensive playing Waterford. They're definitely one of the hardest working teams in the country. They may not have as many big names as some of the other teams that we've played, but we always have a lot of trouble against them. They never stop. They keep going. They're direct runners. They have a massive amount of pace. And I think if anyone had been watching the league campaign all over Ireland, they were definitely one of the most impressive teams, and they really blew us out of the water that day in O'Donnell Park whenever we played them there. So we have a lot to fear against Waterford. We have to be on our A game. We have to build again from our performance against Armagh. Like, that performance won't be good enough to beat them. And we can't be going into that game thinking that we are any big hitters after beating Armagh. Like, we have to bring ourselves back down to earth and just focus on Waterford and try to handle them and their pace that they'll bring to the game in Lifford on Saturday.
Yeah. Listen, is there another level in this Donegal team, do you feel?
Absolutely. Like, you know, we've really only scratched the surface with some of the performances that we've given. in the Ulster final was one of those days where everything just clicked for us. It's really important that we can bring that same level again to the game on Saturday. Like for some of the younger girls in the team, like we're only starting to see them coming into themselves now with their confidence, like with their pace, their fitness, their knowledge and their sort of intelligence on the pitch as well. Like we're only starting to see them girls coming into the matches now. So I've no doubt that we'll see even more. Like they're constantly blowing us out of the water in training. So I've no doubt that they'll do the same against some of the teams that we're coming against for the rest of this year.
Yeah, you have to make home advantage count as well, don't you, Emer? And if you are going to make the quarterfinals of the competition, one win should be enough, given it's a three-team group, and then you have to go away to Meath. So a positive result at the weekend could just about book your place in the quarterfinals.
That's it. And it's a huge opportunity for us. And the reality is it's either win on Saturday or you're in a serious position then about possibly being put into relegation. We don't have an easy group. It's going to be super, super tough. We're playing against a team that we've always had difficulty with. And then the next team are the All-Ireland champions. So we're going to have to use every minute wisely. There's going to be no such thing as, you know, easing our way into the game. We have to go and just try and get our best out of the game and try our best to get a result, but it'll be no easy task.
Yeah. Well, listen, Emer, thanks for joining us and we wish you the best of luck at the weekend.
Thanks very much, Ashin.